From CPAC 2019, day two, joining us right now, Rabbi Yaakov Menken. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah,
that's
pretty
good. Always like to say Yaakov because of Yaakov Smirnoff. I don't know why. It's just that's how I remembered. And you remind me of him, actually, because you're very funny.
Oh, I don't even...
You promised you were going to bring jokes, Rabbi.
I'm trying. I'm going to try.
You are the managing director for the Coalition for Jewish Values. And I got to ask you, because it's so interesting that conservatives and Republicans are often painted with this, oh, they're the right-wing evangelical Christian kind of group. And here you are embracing the same values. And I'm surprised that there aren't more faithful Jewish people who embrace these, because these are the values that we share.
Well, the truth of the matter is, I mean, I like to joke that there really are Jews that favor all these values, and we represent all seven of us.
Yes, exactly, exactly. You meet in a phone booth, or if there are phone booths anymore.
But it's really not the case. In fact, we are already, even though we're only 2 years old, backed by over 1,000 traditional rabbis. And we are the largest rabbinic public policy organization in America. It's grown that fast because... In the traditional observant community, these are our values.
Yes.
You know, what the world calls, the Christian world calls Judeo-Christian ethics used to be just Jewish ethics.
Right, and that Judeo part comes first.
Right, I like to joke that we call Judeo-Christian ethics cultural appropriation.
That's what you should. Because, hey, take that up with Ben Shapiro in the afternoon. No, that's not my fault.
Look, I think I don't know if I agree with Ben on this, but the cultural appropriation is supposed to be a good thing. It's like, we benefit from each other, et cetera, et cetera. And the fact that biblical values are spreading is a good thing.
Yes.
And when a left-wing Jewish journal prints an article saying we're espousing views more often associated with evangelicals, it's like, well, yeah, where do you think the evangelicals got this
from?
It's like, there's a Bible, you know?
Yes, that's how I would see it, too. And that's why it's surprising that there seems to be a gap within so much of the Jewish community. This week we had the Born Alive bill in the Senate, if I may say die in the Senate. Every Democrat except three voted to let a baby die after birth, and there are many Jewish Democrats who support those candidates. I would think that's a fundamental issue for you.
The fact that the Reform movement adopted progressivism as its religion is a big part of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could walk you through the theology behind it, but it's really very straightforward that they said we're going to make progress, we're going to be progressive. So at that point, you've lost your moorings.
Yeah.
You've lost your foundation.
Unless they're a prophet that we don't know about.
How King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun?
Yes.
It's so much of quote-unquote progressivism. You can find homosexuality amongst the Greeks and the Romans, and you find infanticide, and you find abortion. I mean, these things are all, it's not new.
So how does this mobilize in terms of a political movement? And I shouldn't say political movement, but in terms of informing believing Jews on, the way they should vote to reflect their actual faith.
It's even, first of all, we are, we claim to be at least studiously nonpartisan. It's just that we embrace the public promotion of the values in a way that perhaps other Orthodox organizations have maybe not been so blunt about it, that we felt it just needs to be said and the leftist narrative needs to be countered. And that's what really dragged us onto the scene.
Do you feel welcome at the table in conservative circles, Republican circles?
Absolutely. It's amongst left-wing Jews we have a problem.
That's funny, because I heard that, Republicans under Trump are anti-Semitic and this side of Hitler.
They also want to tell you that President Trump is an anti-Semite or encouraging it. And it's just like insanity. I mean, really, we genuinely don't get it. Like, what are you imagining? Is it Charlottesville? Is it,
And I agree. But what's dangerous to me is when you start throwing around anti-Semitism as a political insult and you don't back it up with something real, then the term anti-Semitism then loses its power.
You're absolutely right. And I have an entire talk on the dangers of the politicization of anti-Semitism.
Mm.
I'm actually going to be giving that at Baylor University in Texas next week.
Huh.
We'll
make sure we find
outside
that.
The Jewish community, people are very concerned about this issue. And it's incredibly dangerous. And in fact, a writer for a very left-wing journal said calling Steve Bannon an anti-Semite is actually dangerous But he only was able to say that after Bannon was out of the administration.
We'll have to leave it there. But this is just the beginning of many conversations, I'm hoping. Rabbi Yaakov Menken, thank you for joining us. It's the Jewish Coalition for Jewish Values. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
It's the Larry O'Connor Show, AM 790 KABC.